Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Don't sweat the technique.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080 The Fan.
8:31 on your Wednesday morning. Dusty here, Cam Cleland. The Portland Trailblazers get underway tonight. The regular season starts in Phoenix. And for a preview of not just game one, but this season, we are joined by the man that will be on the call on NBC Sports Northwest, Lamar Hurd. Good morning, Lamar. How are you, my man?
Oh, I'm good, fellas. It's been a while since I've joined you. I've missed you guys a little bit.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to hear.
Are you an early riser?
I am not, but for you guys, I am. See, okay. That's the thing. Typically, on a game day at about this hour, I would still be catching my Z's.
Okay.
But for you guys, I am more than happy to get up a little sooner than I normally would.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Well, let's get to it. Game one. How much BS is it that CJ McCollum is suspended tonight?
About as much as it can be. But listen, a rule is a rule. So that's first and foremost. That's one of those deals. I saw CJ made a comment somewhere saying that, a former player, maybe want to make that rule. It wasn't verbatim. It wasn't exactly that, but it was to that effect. And what he's saying is any guy that's been in that situation, you're not running out there to fight. Like, it's a natural reaction. You see a teammate. You can make the argument whether or not Caleb was in trouble or whether he was threatened or whatever the case is. You see a teammate getting involved in something that maybe he shouldn't. So your natural reaction is to just kind of run out to his defense. CJ didn't go and escalate the situation at all. He didn't throw a punch. He didn't do anything other than step out on the court. And like I said, a rule is a rule. You can't do that. But still, it just feels like there should be something there that could go – somebody can look and review that tape and say, look, we know he stepped on the court, and we know that we have a rule that says you can't step on the court, but we're going to use our discretion here, realize it's a preseason game, realize, look, this is one of our best players in the league. This is a guy that we want playing, specifically on opening night, and kind of – find something else. Find him, like you said. Just find him, but let the guy still play. I don't like it. I could go on and on about it, but look, it is what it is, and the team still has to play the game. They recognize that, and I think they'll still be ready.
Yeah, Lamar, what happened last night to Gordon Hayward was obviously not great when you optically for anybody. As a former player like yourself, tell me, have you ever had that experience where you watch a teammate or anything like that? What does it do to the locker room? What does it do to the league when you're watching NBA basketball and you see that? I know in my sport, everyone's next man up, but that's kind of the mentality too in the NBA, not as much. What did it do for you when you've ever experienced an injury like that? And how do you overcome something like that, feeling that as a team?
Well, a lot of it depends on who all is in the locker room. I've never experienced watching a teammate go down like that, but I've gone down like that. I tore my groin in college. So I'm not saying it was to the extent of what Gordon Hayward went through. It's not even close. But it was a season-ending injury, and I remember going down, and I remember all of my teammates being really sad about it. And our season that year really just went down in the tank. Our guys lost 14 of the next 16 games, and what seemed like it could be a promising season kind of went away. And so initially, you kind of had that feeling for the Celtics when you saw it. It just kind of felt like, wow, all of the offseason movement that these guys have made, it's now for nothing because now their season is over. They can't contend for an Eastern Conference title without Gordon Hayward. But then I think you saw the opposite effect as the game played out. It kind of galvanized those guys. And they look like a team that's still prepared to be competitive in the East. And I haven't seen any of the new reports that may have come out so far this morning, but last night it was looking like people in Boston's camp were saying that it looked like it was a bit of a clean break and that Gordon may be able to return this season. So there still seems to be some hope there. So it's one of those things. It just really depends on who's in that locker room, who's leading that team, who can take that type of situation and redirect it for something good. And if you have those kind of people, then not to say that these kind of situations are good things, but you got to find the best in the situation. And I think the Celtics will be able to do that.
Lamar Hurd is our guest, Trailblazers color analyst. Now, this year, there's a lot of talk about improved defense. Improved defense, it's been the focal point heading in. Why should we believe it this year?
That's a good question. And the way you pose that question, it's almost like you don't believe that we should believe it, Dusty. I kind of get that sense from you.
But no.
Look, man, I understand. I understand if you do feel that way. You have every right to feel that way. Especially with the way last season started. There were so many fundamental errors defensively. Guys were having a hard time not only just keeping their man in front of them, but just rotations, you know, simple rotations. The reason I would give you to believe that it would be a bit different this year is because so far it's looked a lot different. Yeah. I can just tell you from being in every practice, this training camp, this preseason, it's looked way different than it did last year. I think having Nurk there from game one helps that right away. Having that presence in the paint to clog things up, to allow Terry Stotts to play pick and rolls the way that he likes to play pick and rolls, with leaving that big off of the action, forcing a contested two-point shot. You have that now from opening night. Also, I think the Blazers have decided to experiment a little bit more in a good way with ways that they mix up their pick-and-roll coverage, with the way that they trap ball screens sometimes, the way that they switch it sometimes. I've seen a lot of that, and I've seen it at a much more effective level so far at this point this year than it was last year. But, of course, with all of that, we'll find out when the games get going. So we'll know really quickly tonight after the ball is tipped with the guards that Phoenix has, with Bledsoe and Booker and all the pick-and-rolls they'll run, we'll get a chance to at least – get an idea of, is this defense improved or not?
And one thing that we were talking about last segment of a reason and potentially a reason for it is, how much does defined roles on this team now that we have 12 guys back, you kind of know what you're getting from everybody on this team. And that's something that they haven't had for three seasons, is defined roles, not just in your starting lineup, but on the bench as well.
Yeah. Well, so that's a good thing to have those defined roles. But what I would say is, it's not all completely defined just yet. Now, technically, maybe the roles are defined. So in terms of guys knowing, mm-hmm. when I get into the game, this is what I bring to the table. That may be defined, but I think there's still some questions in regards to who's playing and when.
Yes.
And some of it will be predicated on matchups. Some of it will be, you know, just how well a guy is playing at a certain point in the season and in games. So although everybody on the roster knows what to expect from one another, there's still a question of, well, when exactly do we expect that? So I think that that'll be something that'll have to be answered and something the guys will have to navigate throughout the early part of the season.
You know, Lamar, who do you think this year, when Alan Crabb left, when he was on, the guy could shoot. I mean, he could fill it up. Who is that guy that you're expecting, not just to replace his shots, but who's your shooter? It's a shooter's league. You're going to have to shoot in the Western Conference. Is there somebody on the roster right now that you're expecting to have a breakout year with more shots, being left alone? And I know if it's Chief, I mean, that's fine if he wants to shoot more. But is there somebody else that you're going to say, all right, I'm expecting to see this guy kind of be able to fill it up in times when we need it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Cam. If I had to just pinpoint one guy that we'll see maybe improve shooting or maybe more shot attempts, because his percentage at over 50% was pretty good last year, it'd be Pat Connaughton. Now, I'm not saying Pat's going to come in and be Alan Crabb and be a guy, you know, that can win a game against Minnesota late in the season the way AC did last year. But Pat's a guy that should get more shots and more attempts this year. And I think he'll make a whole lot more shots than he did last year. He just looks more comfortable. But I don't think it'll be a Pat Connaughton only type thing. I really do think it'll be by committee. I look at the way the guy shot in the preseason, and 44% from the three-point line. You can say it's preseason basketball, who cares? But shots are shots. You know, like, an open shot in the preseason is like an open shot in the regular season. And guys across the board were shooting the ball very well. So I really do just think it'll be a collective effort. I think, again, when you talk about what's different from game one this year to game one last year, is this year the Blazers are playing through the post a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Yusuf Nurkic. It's Evan Turner going down there posting up. There's a more concerted effort to get Mo Harkless some post-up touches. So hopefully you get some guys that can draw some double teams or at least some help action, and now that leads to more open shots on the perimeter from game one. And if they're shooting with the same kind of confidence and efficiency tonight as they did in the preseason, I don't think you're going to be looking over your shoulder too much wondering where Allen Crabbe is, with all due respect to AC because he provided a lot. But I think this team has what he provided on its current roster.
We saw a lot of different starting lineups and a lot of different closing lineups throughout the course of the preseason. It's the big question that everybody kind of has is, who do you think is going to be the starting lineup we see early in this year and closing lineups for this team?
Closing lineups, not totally sure. I think that's going to really depend on how guys are playing. And starting lineups, if I had to guess, as you guys know, Terry Stotts never likes to reveal his starting lineup. So it's always a bit of a guessing game, but I guess somewhat conventional wisdom would tell you for tonight, I'd expect Evan Turner to get the start in replace of CJ, and I'd expect him to be joined by Mo and Chief and Nurk and Dame. In terms of closing lineup, I'd expect it to be somewhat similar with those guys on the court, with maybe at least four of those five on the court, and maybe somebody's having a bit of a good game throughout the flow of the game. But, of course, when CJ comes back, you move CJ right back into the starting lineup. And I think it'll be a question of how often do we see Evan Turner in the game at the closing time? Because at the closing time, look, you need a defensive guy out there. You need a guy that can stop whoever that opposing team's best perimeter guy is that has it going. And Evan Turner has proven to be candidate number one for that. So I think whether or not he starts throughout the season, he'll be a guy that's in there at the end of games.
Between you, Brooke, and Kevin Clabro, who has the best style and worst style?
Well, Brooke has the best style, so we'll get that out of the way. In terms of worst, can we? I don't like worst. That sounds
you're too nice, Lamar.
That doesn't sound nice. How about not as good as Brooke?
Okay.
I'd say maybe.
I think you're trying to put yourself in at two here, Lamar. You're trying to put yourself in two here.
It's a tie. Kevin and I, we got to break the tie tonight. So we'll see what he has on and we'll see what I come with.
All right. Lamar Hurd, you can see him, hear him on the broadcast tonight. Blazers Suns kick off the regular season, 7:00. Lamar, thank you so much.
Have a great
really
call,
appreciate
Lamar.
It.
Thanks, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.